adopting children is a beautiful and wonderful act, but that it's also a lifelong journey where we understand and embrace our child's background, racial, ethnic, and also the experiences of being adopted and the experiences prior to being adopted. So we bring the entire child's person to the table, and we celebrate the child, and we celebrate every family member.
Are transracial or transcultural adoptions a tougher sell to prospective parents, especially in a tough economy?
I think what's a tough sell is to address the racial element, because that is still in this country a tough sell. To be able to embrace somebody from a different ethnic background is a very difficult thing. In this country.
And what can families do to help these children maintain their own identity when joining a family of a different culture or a different race?
That's a very good question, and that's where this lifelong journey that I talk about involving transracial adoption occurs. We have to not only educate ourselves on the history and journey of African Americans or our child's ethnic community. We have to understand that experience. But we also have to work very hard in developing relationships, meaningful, equal relationships with mentors, individuals within our child's ethnic community, so that we can model for our kids how to embrace being proud about who we are.
And you've co-authored a trilogy of oral histories from all aspects of transracial adoption. Do you have a favorite story, or is there a particularly great lesson to be learned there?
These books actually taught me, as an African-American transracial adoptee, that the colorblind approach is off. That is not effective, as
really?
We find with adoptees and also with white non-adopted children, because we get to an age where we're not always prepared to, as an adoptee, maneuver in this world in dark skin, to work in corporate America, to maneuver on Main Street. We're not always prepared because we grew up in our families like race didn't matter, but yet society at many times judges us because of the color of our skin. And then I think for white non-adopted siblings, they feel at times that they weren't prepared. While they didn't ask for transracial adoption in many cases, they have nonetheless been shaped by it, and they will have to take on a responsibility lifelong because now they have a sibling of color. And so they're saying, wait a minute, we weren't prepared. We don't know the language on how to defend our siblings. And we love them.
You can get details on Celebrate Adoption's The Best of Transracial Adoption Workshop on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Rhonda Ruerta, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been my pleasure.